Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunnar Wardner. I'm very excited to say that it's time for another habit. We are fully into this 26 habits now, and it's time for habit number 8. And just a reminder, if you're just coming to the podcast now and you want to know what the previous 7 26 habits have been, then it couldn't be easy. I'm going to put the link in the show notes to the pool, because I've actually teamed up with the pool, and this is where you can find important show notes and also the podcast every Monday morning in the 8 o'clock news drop. Please do make sure that you have it bookmarked so that you can always be in touch with what's happening in 26 habits. So, habit number 7 was trying to foster a healthier relationship with my phone by implementing a few rules and restrictions, shall we say. Definitely pop back to the previous episode that gives you an update to tell you how those went. But for habit number 8, I'm going to try a ketogenic diet. Now, why should anyone even think about this? It's something that I tried and failed at last year in a pre-26 habits world. But a ketogenic diet is one that's low carb and where the body produces something called ketones in the liver to be converted into energy. Ketogenic is one name for it, but it's also known, or it's there are similar diets of similar names that follow very, very similar principles, such as the low carb diet or the LCHF, which is low carb, high fat. And here's the reasoning behind switching to this type of diet. And for the purposes of continuity, I'm going to just call it ketogenic. When you eat something that's high in carbs, the body produces glucose and insulin. Now, glucose is the easiest molecule for your body to convert and use as energy. And it's the source of energy that your body will choose over any other type of energy. It literally, it's like as soon as you've got any of that in your body, it goes, boom, energy, thanks very much. And it discards the rest. So insulin is produced by the body to then process glucose in the bloodstream and transport it around the body. That's what's going on when you're eating. But here's the thing. If glucose is being used as the primary source of energy, the fat you consume isn't needed. The body goes, no, thanks for application. We've had a lot of very talented applicants this year. Unfortunately, we don't need you. And instead of processing it, using it as energy, the body, as a reflex, stores it as fat. So in simple terms, when you go into ketosis, the body switches from using carbohydrates, those glucoses, as fuel, to using your fat stores and these ketones. And when I first started reading up on this last year, the analogy that just came into my mind and has really stuck is the idea of switching from a diesel run car to an electricity run car. And the benefits aren't just as you would imagine with something that is low carb, high fat. It isn't just about weight loss or fat loss. When you think about the fact that we have hundreds times more fat calories stored in our bodies than sugar calories. And I think it's something like you have hundreds of thousands of fat calories, but at any one time, probably maybe maximum 10,000 of sugar calories. It kind of makes sense to use the bigger store of energy, right? If you've got hundreds of thousands of calories that are fat calories stored in your body, but you're only using the sugar ones for energy, kind of doesn't seem as efficient, does it? So I wanted to kind of test this out. The principles of the ketogenic diet are based on eating a specific percentage of macronutrients. So you go high on fats, think sort of around the 60% mark. You're moderate with your protein, think 35%, and you are low on the carbs, so we're talking about 5% of the diet. And what that does is it forces the body to use these ketones for energies. And ketones are essentially the byproduct of burning fat, and you can measure them very simply with urine test strips. I'm going to put the link in the show notes if you're interested in measuring your ketones, but they're not that expensive. You just pee on them in the morning. You will see a colour change, which is dependent on how far into ketosis you are. I think it's something like mild, medium, moderate, or whatever, and then high. And it's very simple, takes seconds. And that's all very well and good, but you're probably wondering what a ketogenic diet looks like. So think natural fats, fish, chicken, meat, and vegetables that grow above ground. And thankfully cheese, but you know, tempting it as it is, that's not a license to go crazy at the deli counter. But it does mean that foods such as bread, fizzy drinks, potatoes, etc. are all off the table, because your body won't switch gears into that fat burning mode if you're still fueling it with these sorts of carb heavy foods. And of course we come to the question of why. Well, I've seen a lot of research that suggests the benefits of a ketogenic diet extend far beyond weight loss. The eagle-eared among you will no doubt have thought that there's a symmetry with the Atkins diet, which also puts your body into a fat-burning state. But the difference between keto and Atkins is that with Atkins, you do the starvation of carbohydrates in the early stages to get your body into a fat-burning mode, and then you gradually reintroduce carbohydrates when you started, sort of, when you switch gears. In any event, there's a heck of a lot of research pointing to the fact that a low-carb diet has many health benefits, and this is where my ears really did prick up. Let me just list some of those for you, because it's pretty compelling. So, it can trigger fat burning. Ketogenic diets can be very effective for fat loss, but they ultimately because they ultimately reset your body to burn fat as its primary fuel source, as described earlier. This makes the diet extremely effective for getting lean. There's also evidence to suggest ketogenic diets are very significant for burning belly fat, but that might be more successful in men, but that's another caveat and a bigger topic. But in terms of fat burning, ketogenic diet is proven to be incredibly efficient. The other thing is that it can stabilize blood sugar. A ketogenic diet actively lowers glucose levels and improves the resistance to insulin. And without frequent carbohydrate intake, blood sugar levels can stabilize more rapidly. Which brings me onto the subject of snacking. I definitely used to write a lot of features about small meals all throughout the day. So maybe three larger meals with two snacks in between. And it was the sort of theory behind it was, if you aren't having those slumps between meal times, then your blood sugar won't dip, you won't reach for a sugary snack, all of those sorts of things. And it was also seen as, if you're keeping that blood sugar level, there will be other benefits. But I'm seeing more and more research that's just saying snacking is just a bit of a nonsense, to be honest. And actually, if you're eating correctly, in the right way for your body, because let's not forget that some people can tolerate different food groups better than others.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
And if you're eating three meals a day that suit you, you shouldn't be having those dips in the afternoon or needing to reach for a latte at 4 o'clock. Although, let's face it, we've all been there. There's also a lot of evidence to suggest that it's actually really good for yielding better results in the gym. So bodybuilders preparing for competitions who need to get a quicker than normal result opt for keto because it will elicit those results if they're also combining it with weight work. But the other exercise advantage that I thought was really interesting is you need less oxygen to make energy from the ketone bodies than you do from carbohydrates. So that means that the demands for oxygen are much less when exercising, which could actually drastically increase your endurance performance. This is interesting to me because at the beginning of the year, every year I buy, my family very kindly given to me as gifts, I get the Passion Planner. And one of the things I love about the Passion Planner is it's a diary, but it's laid out in a really excellent way. And at the end of every month, you have various check-ins and you can set goals and it just ticks all of my boxes. And at the beginning of the year, there's kind of a big double page spread and you can fill it out with anything that you want. And I set myself a goal of running 5 kilometers in under 30 minutes by the end of March, so March 31st, 2018. And I got really close and I didn't do it. And part of it's mental issues in terms of every time I stop running for slightly longer, I kind of talk myself out of it, even though my legs, heart and lungs are fine. But there we go. But I'm wondering if adapting and using keto will help me actually finally reach that goal. It would be very interesting. So I will keep you posted on that. The other thing is that it's shown to have really positive benefits in terms of brain health because these ketone bodies can cross the blood-brain barrier really well and your brain can use them efficiently for energy. And the brain is a very hungry muscle, or so it needs a lot of energy. And so if you are able to give it sustained energy that it can digest very well, then there are proven mental performance advantages too. So that's the reason why the ketogenic diet is worth considering. But why didn't I stick with it when I tried it last year? I know many of my listeners would have been wondering why I flagged that up right at the beginning. And I'll be really honest with you. It turns out that transitioning from a sugar burner to a fat burner, to be crude, gives you something that's lovingly called keto flu, where you feel really crappy. So think about really bad PMS, or think about those days when you're over the flu but you're not back to your full health. So things like walking to the shops make you break out in a sweat. That's kind of what keto flu felt like, and I hadn't really planned for it, and I was busy at work, and it just didn't make any good sense to walk into meetings grey, going, could you give me an easy time, please, because I'm switching from glucose burning to fat burning, and quite frankly, I'm feeling quite rubbish. So I think I fed myself some carbs. I'm someone who has never achieved a weight and a clothing size I feel happy with when I exercise. I'm going to go back and make sure I say that right. I'm someone who has only ever achieved a weight and a clothing size I feel happy with when I exercise a lot and eat very little. And when I do that, the results are pretty obvious. But it's completely unsustainable, and also I'm very hard on myself. I am somebody who, if I'm going to exercise, I want to do it every day to the max. And the first time I have to take a day off, I lose that resolve. I immediately, the decline is imminent, because as soon as I sort of miss that streak, that's why I get a bit, I'm a bit anti those streaks, you know, hey, I've done 30 days of this, or I did so-and-so in a row, because I know that if I miss a day, it really affects my motivation and my get up and go. But it means that I'm caught in this sort of weird cycle of yo-yoing, where I'm able to sustain something for a little while, reach a result, but then immediately fall back. And habit number 6 was intermittent fasting. And I'm keen to find out whether combining IF, especially as I'm very comfortable with that 16-8 ratio, might help me navigate a ketogenic diet more easily, because I've also found that intermittent fasting has really numbed any food cravings. So when I tried ketosis before, all I could think about was carbs, which is pretty predictable on any restrictive eating plan. So I'm wondering whether, having done intermittent fasting now for, 4 weeks, when I start keto, I wonder whether that will make a huge difference to whether I actually dip into keto flu or not, whether it's as aggressive as it felt last time. But anyway, It's all to play for, and obviously I'm going to be keeping you posted on Instagram stories. I will include pictures of those pee strips, sorry about it, to prove to you whether or not I'm in ketosis during the 2 weeks. And if you're doing 26 habits alongside me, as I know some of you are, then please do email me on thebeautypodcast@gmail.com to let me know how you're getting on. And don't forget to follow me on social media, where I'm at Emma Guns. And I'll also be chatting about this in the Facebook forum. So if you want to get involved, please do follow the link in the show notes. And apply to the group. And I personally go in once a day, once every 2 days, and approve everybody. It's a closed group. It's a private group. I approve everybody personally. And I'm so keen for you to join in because we're having a lot of fun over there. And if you're enjoying the show, I would be so grateful if you could leave a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever it is that you stream and listen to this show. Thank you so, so much for listening, and thank you to everybody who has been in touch. I am excited for this one. I think it's going to be a challenge. Join me, won't you, on Instagram stories, where I'll be documenting the whole thing. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you in the next one.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.